بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Be conscious of Allah Almighty in all your affairs and sincerely dedicate your worship to Him, for Allah, glory be to Him, is ever watching over you, aware of your actions and knowledgeable of what is in your hearts. Indeed, Allah is knower of the unseen, of the heavens and earth. Indeed, He is knowing of that within the breasts. Outward actions are a reflection of the heart, and on the day of resurrection, accountability will be based on what is in the hearts. But does He know that when the contents of the graves are scattered, and that within the breast is obtained, indeed their Lord with them that day is fully aware? And the heart can only be rectified through sincerity to Allah the Exalted. Allah the Exalted accepts only the deeds done solely for His sake. In a Qudsi hadith, Allah Blessed and Exalted says, I am the most self-sufficient of partners, free from needing any partnership. Whoever does a deed in which he associates someone else with me, I will leave him and his act of associating others with me. A few deeds from a sincere and genuine person is better than many deeds from a hypocrite and insincere person. For among the seven whom Allah the Exalted will shade on the day of resurrection are a man who gives in charity and conceals it so much that his left hand does not know what his right hand spends, and a man who remembers Allah in solitude and his eyes overflow with tears. The common factor between them is sincerity. The charitable person goes to great lengths to hide his charity, and the one who remembers Allah Almighty is humbled in seclusion where no one sees him. Allah the Exalted praises those who pray in the depths of the night because it is a time of sleep, leisure, and heedlessness. Their sides part from their beds. They supplicate their Lord in fear and aspiration, and from what we have provided them they spend. And no soul knows what has been hidden for them of comfort for eyes as reward for what they used to do. Some of the righteous predecessors said that they hid their deeds for Allah the Exalted, so they hid the reward. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us about three whom Allah the Exalted loves. A man who came to some people and asked them for the sake of Allah, and he did not ask them due to any relationship between him and them, but they refused him. Then one of them gave him secretly so that only Allah and the one he gave knew about it. And a group who traveled all night until sleep became more beloved to them than anything equal to it. Then they stopped and placed their heads down, but one of them stood up and prayed to me and recited my verses. And a man who was in a small troop that engaged the adversary and they were defeated, but he engaged the adversary until he was overcome or victorious. These three shared the trait of worshipping Allah the Exalted discreetly, maintaining their devotion solely between themselves and Him, unnoticed by others. Allah the Exalted loves those who engage with Him discreetly, away from the sight of others, while others are heedless. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah loves the servant who is pious, self-sufficient, and discreet. We ask Allah Almighty to make us among them. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever among you can have hidden deeds of righteousness, let him do so. Concealed righteous deeds are those that no one knows about, free from showing off, and done sincerely for Allah, such as performing voluntary prayers in the depth of the night, giving charity in secret, or any other righteous deed done discreetly. Also, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, good deeds protect one from bad endings. Secret charity extinguishes the anger of the Lord, and maintaining family ties increases lifespan. Regarding concealing one's deeds, Abdullah bin Amr said, to pray one rak'ah in the middle of the night is more beloved to me than praying 10 rak'ahs during the day. Also, the righteous predecessors, may Allah have mercy upon them, have numerous sayings regarding hidden righteous deeds. Abu Hazim said, conceal your good deeds just as you conceal your bad deeds. Bishr bin al-Har said, do not perform good deeds to be mentioned. Conceal your good deeds just as you conceal your bad deeds. Some of the sincere would say, I do not count what is seen in my good deeds. The righteous predecessors went to great lengths to conceal their good deeds and acts of worship. They used to conceal their humility and weeping for the sake of Allah. Muhammad bin Wasi' said there were men who would stand in prayer, and their tears would run down their cheeks, and the person besides them wouldn't even notice it. Al-Hasan al-Basri said that a man would sit in a gathering, and when tears would overcome him, he would hold them back. If he feared that he might be overcome, he would stand up. When Amr bin Qais would become overcome with emotion, he would turn his face to the wall and say to his companions, "What is this cold?" Hassan bin Ibn Sinan used to attend Malik bin Dinar's masjid, and when Malik spoke, Hassan would cry until the area before him became wet, but no sound was heard from him. Also, the righteous predecessors used to conceal their voluntary prayers. Ayyub al-Sikhtiyani used to pray at night and conceal it. If it was just before dawn, he would raise his voice as if he had just only begun praying that moment. Abdurrahman bin Abi Layla used to pray, and if someone entered, he would lie down on his bed. Also, the righteous predecessors used to conceal the recitation of the Qur'an. Al-A'mas said, "I was with Ibrahim al-Nakhai while he was reciting the Qur'an. A man asked for permission to enter, so he covered the Qur'an and said, 'I do not want him to see that I am reciting it at all times.'" Abu Taya said that a man would recite the Qur'an for 20 years, and his neighbors did not notice that. Regarding this, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who recites the Qur'an aloud is like the one who gives charity openly, and the one who recites the Qur'an secretly is like the one who gives charity secretly." Tirmidhi said that the meaning of this hadith is that the one who recites the Qur'an discreetly is better than the one who recites it aloud, because charity given privately is better, according to the scholars, than charity given publicly. Also, the righteous predecessors used to conceal their fasting. Ibn Abi Adi said Dawood bin Abi Hind fasted for 40 years without his family knowing. He used to take his lunch with him from home. He would give it away as charity on the way, and then return home in the evening to break his fast with his family. Also, the righteous predecessors used to conceal their charity. Muhammad ibn Ishaq said that there were many households in Medina who did not know where their sustenance came from. When Ali bin al-Husayn died, they missed what used to be given to them at night. Abu Hamza Thumali said that Ali bin al-Husayn used to carry a bag of bread on his back at night and distribute his charity. He used to say, "Secret charity extinguishes the Lord's anger." Amr bin Thabit said that when Ali bin al-Husayn died and they washed him, they noticed black marks on his back. They then realized that he used to carry bags of food on his back at night and deliver them to the poor households of Medina. O people, concealed righteous deeds are generally better than those done openly. Allah Almighty said, "If you disclose your charitable expenditures, they are good, but if you conceal them and give them to the poor, it is better for you." Therefore, a believer should have acts of obedience that only Allah knows about. There are several factors that help one in concealing their righteous deeds. Among them is contemplating the greatness of Allah, remembering His numerous blessings, knowing that Allah loves sincerity and loves the sincere, and they were not commanded except to worship Allah, being sincere to Him in religion. Also, what helps in concealing one's righteous deeds is certainty that Allah accepts only deeds done purely for His sake, and that Allah's reward is very great. Thus, one hopes only for Allah's reward without hoping for people's praise and reward. Also, what helps in concealing acts of worship is fear that the deed will be rejected and not accepted. May Allah make us among those who worship Him sincerely and perform acts of obedience only for His sake. And may He help us to conceal our righteous deeds as we conceal our sins. Indeed, Allah is all-hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.